That buck was not supposed to be standing there. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Hunter Will Brantley went on an archery hunt in the river bottoms of West Tennessee and proved that there's still tremendous public deer hunting for anyone willing to work for it. He had a buddy who was a game warden in the volunteer state who said southern deer are so notoriously wary because in this part of the world, critters get got after. So while he's scouting, he sees a heavy pot-bellied buck that's an eight-pointer, standing as if he lived on 1,000 private acres in Iowa. Only problem? He brought along his binoculars only, no bow, so out of luck. Picking up the story, editor-in-chief of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns.
Will Brantley went to a spot in Tennessee for a crossbow hunt. And for this one, he went to the Hatchie National Wildlife Refuge. And it was a solo trip. He just brought his crossbow and a climber tree stand and hunted pretty hard for a few days. He'd never been to this area before, but he managed to shoot two does and just kind of had the place all to himself and just had a really neat experience. It's kind of just a really cool thing to be able to go to a brand new place, hunt on your own that you've never been to before. And when you succeed, it's like that's what hunting's all about.
Talk about fun. Will says the limit in these parts is three does per day.
Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.